a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
The House Committee on Transportation will please come to order. I'd like to welcome everyone and those listening on the Internet. It's a beautiful day in Pierre. Got a little snow falling outside to make things nice and pretty, cover up the goose manure. If you haven't noticed, you have to kind of do a quick step when you come into the Capitol building. So welcome again to everybody. Right now, I'd like to remind everybody that you need to turn off your cell phones, because if your cell phone goes off in the committee, it means you have to buy 13 pounds of jerky, 1 pound for each of us, and a Diet Coke for everybody, too. So it could get expensive. Okay, we'll have the secretary call the roll.
Representatives Feigert,
here.
Ring,
here.
Shrimp,
here.
Russell, Steele, Kaiser,
here.
Qualm,
aye.
Rasmussen,
here.
Stalzer,
here.
Shane Fish,
here.
Duvall,
here.
Hickey,
here.
And Vercio.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. I'd entertain a motion on the minutes, please.
Second.
Moved by Hickey, seconded by Feigert. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. I'd also like to remind everybody to sign in if you're going to testify today at the podium back there. And if you have any handouts, our able-bodied assistants here will certainly take care of that. And if the pages would please come up and introduce yourself and tell us where you're from and if you have plans where you're going to go to school and what you'd like to do.
I'm Andrew Wagner from Willow Lake High School. I plan to attend a junior college for my first 2 years and then transfer to a four-year and major in history.
I'm Valentina Giolaiti. I'm an exchange student from Italy.
I didn't realize that. That's good. As you might notice, my last name ends in a vowel, so I am of Italian heritage. So that's great. Appreciate it. Also like to remind everyone that all the questions will come through the chair so we don't get into any too many arguments or get things too personal here. So direct them through me, please, if you would. I'm going to step a little bit out of context here. Representative Feigert had to return home for an emergency. Feinstein. Feigert's sitting right here. So the representative gave me a statement, and instead of moving out there, I'm just going to read it from here. This concerns his Bill 1197 that he actually sent to the 41st day himself. It was a bill that he decided he didn't want to run, and he asked us to, so to speak, kill the bill right away. And a situation has come up that I'm going to explain in a second, and because the title is germane, we're going to do what is called a hog house on this, and that was House Bill 1197. And his comments are, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I would ask you to reconsider HB 1197 so we can offer a hog house amendment to address a problem situation that developed when a soldier applied for a Purple Heart license plate for his vehicle. He was denied the plate because he is not classified as a veteran since he is still active duty military. This seemed wrong, and I thought it should be addressed by the legislature. I will now turn it over to the others to address this issue in more detail. So that is his statement, and now we'll proceed and hopefully get the committee to vote to reconsider, and that's obviously the reason why we would like to reconsider. And that is a roll call vote, and I will have the secretary please call the roll call. And
we need a motion.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Second.
A motion by Duvall, seconded by Shrimp. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay. Now we're, well, that was for the motion. Now we can move, proceed to the vote. On 1197, to reconsider House Bill 1197 for the purpose of a hog house.
Representatives Feigert?
Aye.
Ring.
Aye.
Shrimp.
Aye.
Russell. Steele. Kaiser.
Aye.
Qualm.
Aye.
Rasmussen.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Shane Fish.
Aye.
Duvall.
Aye.
Hickey.
Aye.
And Verschio.
Aye.
We had 11 yeas and 2 excused.
Thank you so much. Now we'll move to the testimony phase. And are there proponents for House Bill 1197?
There we go. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I would like to thank you for reconsideration of this bill so that we can address a problem that has arisen after the deadline for submitting bills. And so we'd like to at least bring this discussion before the legislature. My name is Kenneth Wetz. I am a registered lobbyist, but I am not testifying today as a registered lobbyist. I'm testifying on behalf of myself. The son of a friend of mine is a soldier who applied for a Purple Heart license plate for his vehicle, and he was subsequently denied because he is not a veteran in the eyes of the Department of Motor Vehicles personnel. The soldier enlisted in the U.S. Army, served in a war zone in the Middle East, and during an ambush, he was wounded. He was awarded a Bronze Star and a Purple Heart as a result of this incident. He has since recovered from his injuries, and he continues to serve in the military. It just seemed wrong to me that this soldier, who so honorably served his country in war, could not receive the Purple Heart license for his vehicle just because he continues to serve his country. So we drafted this amendment to try to create some consistency in the chapter of statutes that allows for licenses and license plate decals for military service, and to try to address the problem for active duty personnel. Now, past and current legislatures have chosen to honor our men and women who have honorably served our nation in war. And as a token of our appreciation for their unselfish acts of heroism and the sacrifices they made to preserve our freedoms, we have created special licenses and decals for them to proudly display. The current statute, 32-5-109.2, requires a resident veteran to apply for this license if he or she is a Purple Heart recipient. And DMV claims that he is not a resident and not a veteran. Another branch of state government, the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks, has determined that a resident who can apply for a resident hunting license is an active duty military person who enlisted in the armed forces from their home in South Dakota. That's what my friend's son did. Even though a military person from South Dakota can get a resident hunting license from his home state, he cannot get a special license plate for his vehicle. I think this amendment addresses this situation and hopefully tries to apply some degree of consistency and fairness to our laws regarding this issue. I think that summarizes the position. Mr. Chairman, I would stand by for any questions that you may have.
Thank you, Ken. Really appreciate it. Are there any other proponents? Are there any opponents that would like to testify?
Mr. Chairman, can I ask a very quick question? Has an amendment been drafted?
Yes.
And is it going to be distributed?
Not at this time.
Okay, thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Deborah Homer, Director of the Division of Motor Vehicles. And I don't know if I really come in opposition to it. What I'd like to do is come and talk to you a little bit about what the requirements are and the processes that we have for these types of plates. Uh, I'm actually handing out two of our applications. We have one for what we call military license plates, and then we have one that's for veterans and active duty members. Some of you will remember last year, we passed several pieces of legislation, or several sections of legislation to honor our military with specialty type plates. And I'd like to point those out to you on the application that says South Dakota Military License Plate Application. We added the Silver Star, the Distinguished Service Cross, the Navy Cross, the Air Force Cross, the Distinguished Flying Cross, the Bronze Star with Valor, and the Bronze Star. We also, at the same time, expanded the Gold Star to family members. But if you look at all of those, every one of them receives the specialty plate for an initial $10, and then they pay the yearly registration fee. So they're participating in the process. The plates that you see that are Pearl Harbor Survivor, Disabled American Vet, Purple Heart, National Guard, and Prisoner of War, those are all only paying or only pay a $10 annual renewal fee. And when Mr. Wetz and brought this issue to me, I indicated to him that my concern is that when you change it from veteran and you open it up to any owner, any resident owner, then you're expanding, you're taking somebody from paying license fees into a category that is going to receive a reduction or an exemption of some sort in their license fees. And my concern is we don't know what that number is. We don't know what that shift is. And there's a number of you that, you know, voted to increase license fees last year. So whenever there's a reduction in license fees to the counties for the support of the infrastructure that we all have the privilege to use, that it always raises a concern, and I feel that it's our responsibility in the Department of Revenue, the Division of Motor Vehicles, to bring these things to your attention and to try to develop good public policy when you're looking at these types of issues. So what I have offered to do is to work with Military and Veterans Affairs during the summer to truly address this entire issue and look at where perhaps we want to go with some of these. I will tell you, just as a reference, I did have my staff do some research on what other states, the surrounding states, offer in these types of plates, and I'm here to tell you that every one of them basically requires that you pay the regular license fees for the use of the roads and highways. They charge you usually an initial fee, some charge an additional annual fee and the regular registration, so it's kind of a whole rate. But I will tell you that all of the surrounding states on the Purple Heart issue really require that you pay the regular fees as well. And so I'm not really here as an opposition. I'm here as you need to know when you make decisions that there is a monetary, probably fiscal impact in doing this, and maybe we really want to take a step back and look at the bigger picture and try to come up with a good public policy for how we want to handle these. So I would be happy to answer any questions at the appropriate time, but we do think that we do need some time to fully address these issues. So, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Deb. Are there any other opponents? Morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Steve Harding, Deputy Secretary for Department of the Military and also the Department of Veterans Affairs. I I'm also not here really in opposition to this. I think Deb Helmer said it very well, and I agree with Mr. Wetz that this does need to be corrected. We know that. I'm here to ask you to give us time to correct this correctly. It does need to be fixed, and it does need to mirror the special plates for the Silver Star and the Bronze Star that we have in place now. So I'm just asking you to give Deb and I time to work on this. We support this correction, and I am prepared to bring it after we get time to write it correctly. I would be willing to bring it back as a Department of Veterans Affairs agency bill next year to show our support. Thank you.
Thank you, Colonel. Are there any other opponents? Okay, seeing none, we'll move to the question phase from the... Yes. Oh, yes, I'm sorry. It didn't seem like opponent testimony, but we'll have rebuttal from Mr. Wetz.
Thank you for the opportunity. You know, when I first brought this proposal forward, it looked like a very simple fix to a very simple problem. And as most of you are aware in the legislature, my 4 years in this transportation committee, I dealt with Deb Helmer. I have a great deal of respect for her as the administrator of the Department of Motor Vehicles, and I respect her opinion highly. I agree with her. What the legislature has done over the last umpteen years is legislate by piecemeal on this particular issue. And I didn't realize that there are actually 13 different special categories for veterans, and they're not all the same. The wording's not the same. The financial requirements are not the same. And so as we've gotten deeper and deeper into the weeds on this issue, I agree with the opponent testimony here that we probably need, in the interest of good government, to step back now. We've had our say that there is a problem. It needs to be addressed. We pretty much agree that there is a solution, but we need to look at the big picture. And so, Mr. Chairman, that's my rebuttal. It sounds like I'm ready to kill the idea that I brought forth, and that's exactly right. But my plea is that we don't let this die, that we do take a look at this and come back next session with some kind of legislation that tries to fix the overall problem. With that, thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee.
Thank you, Ken. Does anybody have any questions? Representative Stalzer.
Mr. Speaker, and
thanks for the promotion.
Yeah. Manny did it the other day, so I'll try to. One of the state people, just the question is, can this be fixed relatively easily by removing the requirement of the DD-214, which would then not make them have to be discharged, and then putting in on the Purple Heart, like we do on the other awards, that they have to present the the certificate of award of the medal? Can it be something that relatively simple as you work on it?
Mr. Chairman, Deb Helmer, Director of the Division of Motor Vehicles. I wish I could tell you it could be that simple. I think there's other things that we need to make sure, because it's not just the Purple Heart one that we need to look at. It's all of them. So we really want to take a comprehensive look at all of the military-type special plates that we're issuing and make sure that there is some uniformity and good public policy in doing those. So,
Basically making a comment on how it would look like.
Yes.
Possibly, I could see that we could do that. But, and I agree that coming back next year probably is the right way to do it, but just throwing my 2 cents worth in. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Representative Ring.
Also for thank you, Mr. Chairman. Also for Ms. Helmer, as a short-term, not solution, but as a short-term response. Could we do something like Representative Salzer suggested for the next year? Because there is this young man who deserves to have the decal, it seems to me. On the other hand, I fully agree that there seem to be some complications here as we jury-rigged, not we, I'm new to this, as they jury-rigged the system over the years. So would it be possible to do that, to have a sort of short-term response with the understanding that would come back, and or am I just making things all that more complicated?
Yes.
Oh,
Mr. Chairman, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Ring, I think that the suggestion that I would make to the gentleman that wants the plates is to there are two other plates that he does, I think, currently qualify for. One is an active military license plate. And the other one, I believe he received a Bronze Star or Bronze Medal. So there are some other options for him right now, so I'd really like to wait and clean up the language, because we always seem to get ourselves in trouble when we try to start piecemealing some of these things together, and then the far-reaching effects of those. And that's kind of what I talked to Mr. Wetz about, is that, you know, when you start making little changes, then you start affecting other things. So I would prefer that we wait to do that.
Representative Duvall.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Hilmer, could you, in broad categories, there are special plates for military, first responders. What other categories of special plates with special license fees are there?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Duvall, the majority of them that receive a reduction are those ones that are on that list, the Pearl Harbor, Disabled American Vet, Purple Heart, and Prisoner of War. Those are the major ones that get the reduction in the license fees, so to speak. The other ones, most of them are, and that is something that the Secretary asked me yesterday, and apparently even the governor has said, is there any way that we can make some of this so that it's not so complicated when you start looking at, you know, first responders, now we have the organ donor and all that special language. So we're going to go back and look at, is there a way that we can compile all of this into making it much more simpler, consistent, and understandable. And then person that comes after me will definitely have to come up here and defend not changing all this in the future.
Representative Shrimp.
Well, I just got a comment to make. If the presenter of the bill says it's all right with him to do it, to study it over the summer, and Deb says the same thing, I think we should do that. That's my opinion of it.
Are there any other questions? How about comments? Other than the one that was just made. Okay, seeing none, we will move to action, and I would like to request, please, that someone would move to table this so we can handle it next year in the appropriate manner.
I'll move. Mr. Chairman, I'll move to table it.
Representative Shrimp moves to table. Representative Duvall seconds. This will be a roll call vote. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say nay.
Representatives Feigert.
Aye.
Ring.
Aye.
Shrimp.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
Steele. Kaiser.
Aye.
Quam.
Aye.
Rasmussen.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Shanefish.
Aye.
Duvall.
Aye.
Hickey.
Aye.
And Verschio.
Aye.
We have 12 yeas and one.
Thank you all very much. HB 1197 has been tabled. Before we move to adjourn, this could, in all likelihood, be our very last committee meeting for this session. And I want to congratulate everyone on your thoughtful questions and votes. And for the new people, how quickly you stepped in and learned the ropes and really helped. This was an extremely easy committee to work with. We had very little strife, and I owe that all to your fine cooperation, and I really, really appreciate it. So thank you very much. Now I would entertain a motion.
So moved.
Moved by Representative Feichert and seconded by Representative Hickey. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. We are adjourned, and I would like the Republican members to meet me in room 401 for a short little meeting. Thank you.